USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're saying thanks in Iowa that 27 tornadoes that stormed across the central part of the state yesterday did not result in fatalities, though dozens of people were killed, and the destruction's monumental.
I've lived in this town for 25-plus years, and I've never seen anything like this before.
That's a police captain in the hard-hit town of Marshalltown. Meanwhile, Missouri Governor Mike Parson and President Trump are both tweeting, asking for America's prayers for the victims of a duck boat tragedy on a lake near Branson, Missouri last night. At least 13 people were killed, including some children. At least 4 people still missing. This woman witnessed it from the shoreline, saying it happened during a severe thunderstorm.
Winds were up to 90 miles an hour in some places around us, and it knocked out power lines. And trees were knocked over and across roadways.
USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
President Trump critical of the Federal Reserve for raising interest rates, saying he's not thrilled with the prospect of more rate hikes coming this year, worried it might disrupt the economy.
We go up, and every time you go up, they want to raise rates again. And I don't really, I am not happy about it. But at the same time, I'm letting them do what they feel is best.
Speaking there to CNBC, the Fed has raised rates twice this year so far and has signaled 2 more hikes are likely by the end of the year. Plans for another meeting between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin are being discussed as President Trump wants Putin to come to Washington, perhaps as early as September. The White House saying President Trump did agree during that Helsinki summit on Monday to ongoing working-level dialogue between the United States and Russian Security Council staffs. The NFL saying it's putting its recently announced national anthem policy on hold, saying the complicated issue requires more discussion. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump signs an executive order that forms the National Council for the American Worker. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with details.
It's made up of government leaders who are charged with working with business leaders to create new workplace development programs. At the signing ceremony, the president's daughter and senior advisor, Ivanka Trump, said she'll be involved in that effort.
We're calling upon government and the private sector to equip our students and workers with the skills they need to thrive in the modern economy.
Trump secured pledges from 23 corporate chiefs and trade association leaders to provide apprenticeships or retraining for more than 3.8 million students and workers over the next 5 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And breaking news out of Branson, Missouri, we have to update one of our top stories as 17 people are now said to have been killed when a duck boat capsized and sank on a lake near Branson, Missouri in a severe thunderstorm last evening. Earlier we had told you the death toll was 13, but again, police have just announced it's up to 17. The Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader saying the boat went down in about 40 feet of water and then rolled into 80 feet of water. Divers have located the boat, and the sheriff says he believes that will be brought to the surface sometime later today. But again, 17 people now said to have been killed in that duck boat accident in Missouri. They ranged in age from 1 to 70 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.